And this is Mike Osborne in the WMOT newsroom. Strategies to win Tennessee's junior Senate seat are already coming into focus just days after Republican Marsha Blackburn and Democrat Phil Bredesen won their respective primary races. The two will face off November 6 for the seat being vacated by retiring Republican Bob Corker. Middle Tennessee State University political scientist Kent Seiler says former Governor Bredesen will try to keep the focus on his record as governor, while Blackburn will try to shift the conversation to national issues.
Phil Bredesen continues to talk about his experience and his successes in Tennessee. Marsha Blackburn immediately came out and said this is about moving the Donald Trump agenda ahead.
Those sentiments were on full display as the two candidates gave their victory speeches last Thursday night. Here's what Marsha Blackburn told supporters.
What Tennesseans say that they want to see in their next senator is somebody who is going to stand with President Trump to finish the agenda that they voted for when they elected him.
And here's what former Governor Bredesen told his supporters after polls closed Thursday.
What people want across the board, whether they're super conservative or super liberal or anywhere in between, they all say the same thing. Let's just get some things done. That's very much the way I tried to operate as governor and very much what I want to bring to Washington.
The race could determine who retains control of the U.S. Senate, so expect to see a lot of outside money pumped into the Blackburn and Bredesen campaigns between now and Election Day. Mike Osborne, WMOT News.